zegt, die was in de midden van zich aan te bezegelen, is de Jabotee toevallig mitse. We are supposed to do two things. First of all, we did to build a Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam, we look at Beis HaFir at the beginning. We also need to Mikdash to Shechan to Besefer. And the Rambam emphasizes the importance of that the reason for the mitzvah, the attainment to construction of the Talmidash, is the possibility of offering Korbanos HaKadosh, and secondly, to make the pilgrimages from Mir Lerego three times a year, Kedei Lahal, Kedei Lahakis Korbanos, and Kedei knowledge on Oregon. But this is one mitzvah actually centered around the Beis HaMikdash, regardless, I mean, of the character of the Beis HaMikdash. Whether or not the Beis HaMikdash was the temporary structure, and then later could be discarded for another structure in another place, like in the Midbar, in Gilgal, in Shire, in Nave, in Given, and Beis HaMikdash wandered from place to place, traveled from place to place, but still the mitzvah is binding, that wherever the Jews are, there should be a Beis HaMikdash to it. And secondly, in the commandment to build a Beis HaBchirot. Sholish mitzvahs nistavu Yisrael, v'sheis k'nifosam l'horet, k'nifosam l'horet, livnis lehem l'ach, l'achiz b'l'agdad, livnis l'merech, l'achiz zare shal amorek, v'livnis Beis HaBchirot. The mitzvah Beis HaBchirot emphasizes that another aspect, namely the selection, the building of a Beis HaMikdash, which is not temporary, which is not of temporary, I mean, character, but a Beis HaMikdash, which is a Beis HaBchirah, it means it is almost whose place cannot be changed, his place cannot be changed, and pay Eshif Kivisio, here I reside, because I like the place. This Beis HaMikdash is also a Beis HaBchirah. The fact that it cannot be replaced, it cannot be, no substitute can we find for it. Yerushalayim remains the only place where the Beis HaBchirah, Beis HaBchirah has got to be built. There is another mitzvah from Livnei Yisrael Beis HaBchirot to build a Beis HaMikdash in a place which is a permanent, whose Gdusha is permanent and will never terminate. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBchirot in the third part, in Hilchos Beis HaBchirot says, mitzvah say, And then he said, he enumerates the various bottom migdoshim, the various structures in the various places where those structures are in. Who serves as the base of the, as the bottom mikdash. He has Bamidbar, he says, Gilgal, Shile, Nave, Given, and then he comes to Yerushalayim. משנבחר לירושלים, וירושלים was constructed, I mean was chosen as the place, we continue, Yerushalayim.
David said, Nibna HaMikdash Yerushalayim, and that's who call him a Kama of Kulan, Nibna Tzulem Bayit Lashem, and Lahakriz Lahem Korban.
Is once Yerushalayim was elected, there is no other, the Beis HaMikdash must be at Yerushalayim, no other place can substitute for Yerushalayim, but only there, I mean, will the Beis HaMikdash be built. This is a separate mitzvah. V'shichnei ve'a mokem ha'shivchar ad Hashem v'chem v'chor v'shavtechem v'shichnei tidrashu v'osu shoma. What is those? Could you close the window of our... V'shichnei tidrashu v'osu shoma. The Torah did not say when was it necessary to change the Beis HaMikdash as a temporary Mikdash, when and construct the Beis HaBchira. I mean, we don't know. Torah says, "Voya mokim asher yifchar ad Hashem mikol shavtechem, v'shak v'shak v'shmei shom, v'shich v'sidra shuvos ha'shom, v'aveisem shom, asher yifchar ad Hashem rakech." But when the yifchar will take place, the Torah does not allude it or does not say anything. But when is the mitzvah from Mikdash? When does the mitzvah from Mikdash change into a mitzvah from Beis HaBchira? We don't know. The Torah did not say. In Dvorim, we read, "Voya mokim asher yifchar ad Hashem." The Torah is talking about Beis HaBchira, the final place, no substitute, no replacing the final place of which is Yerushalayim. When should this place be selected? And when should this place, the Mikdash, must be built exclusively in that particular place? We don't know. But this is a different story. If we have time, we'll come to it. But there is something else. Being Beis HaMikdash at the level of Mishkan, it means temporary dwelling for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being Beis HaBchira, construction of a Beis HaBchira, which is the final site where the Mikdash is supposed to stand. Are associated with a very strange problem. The whole mitzvah of being a Mikdash is difficult to understand. As a matter of fact, the one who raised this question was Schleimanbach in his famous tefillah. The dedication of the Beis HaMikdash. And Schleimanbach asked a simple question. Omnom yeshiv rekim al oret. Is it possible to build a home, a dwelling for the Almighty on this earth? It means in a world of finitude. Avi ha-shamayim u-shmei ha-shamayim eich al-kulucho. אף כי הבייס הגובה, אף כי הבייס אשר במצרו. I mean, the heavens and the earth. And the whole universe cannot contain it. I mean, this is Ein Sof. While the world, I mean, even though very large, is a finite one. The world, the universe cannot contain the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Rosh HaMikdash V'Shachamti B'Sech. The Medrash says that Meshi has the same question. The Medrash adds, Nivar Meshi, Meshi became frightened. And was told, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosh HaMikdash V'Shachamti B'Sech. He says exactly the same words which Shlomo used later. Ale ashamayim ushmei ashamayim veyichal kalucho. Because you are Insof, Rabbi Yochel, infinity. How can we build a house for thee which should become modest, should be able to contain thee, I mean, to accommodate you? How can Insof accommodate, I mean, I'm going to be reside in something finitude, amo al amo, or the best of kapiras is, I don't remember exactly the measurements, the dimensions, but how can we expect? How can we expect thee, I mean, to reside, I mean, within a few armies, who vayra shomayim, ushmeya shomayim, v'yichal kumcha? The question is, what was the answer to this problem? In the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Meshe, leg kimshem sha'atos, Savior, Ani Savior. Because it bothers you, it doesn't bother me at all. Sometimes, in Hashemayim, Ushmei Hashemayim, Leichlatulucho. Certain times, I am Ein Sof, infinity. I contain the world does not contain me. I carry the world, Chas V'Shalom, does not carry me. Sometimes it is so, you're right. Neither the heavens, nor the heavens, and the heavens, above the other heavens, can accommodate me. But if I want, and hear it, I come down with something shenosi, and I contract my... And a dwelling on top of the kaperes is quite very comfortable. This we find the Medrash. Where did the Medrash take it from? We don't know. Because Shlomo, when he posed and he presented the question in the presence of the entire community, did not give an answer. I don't know. Perhaps he gave, perhaps he didn't give. Let's take a look at what did Shlomo answer. Vatereke Yisroel Yehom eino dvarecho asha dibarto laavdecho ledovid ovi ki haumno om yeshev elikim al oret kini ha-shomayim ushmei ha-shomayim lo yichal kiluho af ki ha-bayis hazeh ha-shabonis Dobut What did he didn't answer it. Then he begins right away just a minute Ufoniso al tilas avdecho Welt genosse, you should tell your face to the prayers and supplications of thy servant, Hadishem Rekoi, the Shmeya Lavila Velatvila, to accept the prayer of Ashravdecho Mispala Lefanecho Ayin, Lie Sinecho Psuchis Labais as a Lila Vayin, Elamokin. אשר אמרתו ישמי שום, ושמיה אל התפילו אשר יספלל עבד אחור על המוקים הזה. ובודו שלהם איזה? ובודו שלהם, ובודו שלהם... You don't answer the question. The question is really, שומרים ושמי השמיים לא יחל גלוחו. So an answer should have been given to this question, no? You don't have an answer. Suddenly, he changes the topic. Instead of pursuing the topic from how is it possible that infinity should reside within finitude, so he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept our prayers, and he gives a list of tefillahs, all kinds of tefillahs. Yashayech to ish l'reyeyu v'noso be'olo la'aleisei. Whenever there is one takes a note, if there is litigation, the note of a chavere, so many cases, litigation is terminated by the taking of a note on the part of the nitva, the teveya. But his tweeze, if one takes a litigation, vato tishma mekeim shiftecho, sometimes it happens that the litigation, the oath is not completely true. Sometimes it's false. He won't perjure himself. At another time it is not false, but it's not completely ideally true. He slanted something in the presentation of the story. But never it's sure you should forgive him. This is the answer to the problem. In Hashemayim, Hashemay Hashemayim, Leichal Kolucho, Afkab Ayis, this man, the answer. And then he begins the Shemet to enumerate the various circumstances which make a man, which necessitate, or cause a man to come to pray, which generates prayer, the need for prayer. Basically, what generates the need for prayer? I'm asking for help, Allah. What generates? What precipitates? What are the causes which result in prayer? Shleime, I mean, enumerate them. Binogev Amcho Yisroel Lifneyed, when there is a war, and Amcho Yisroel is engaged in warfare, and he is defeated. Is v'shovu elecho v'heidu eshimcho v'ispalolo v'ischanenu elecho b'vayisle, so they come running to the Beis Hamikdash to do a prayer. V'ato tishka min ha-shamayim, you will hearken to the prayer. V'solachto lechatos amcho Yisrael, and grant them tshuve, and let them win the war. Then he speaks about drought. Biyotzer Hashemayim v'liyim oto ki yechetu loch v'ispalo l'amokim hazeh. When there is drought in Eretz Yisrael, we know from the Mishnayos in Tainis that they used to fast so many Tanisim, and when they used to daven offer prayers at the square of the town. All Mishnayos. V'yato tishma min Hashemayim וישולחתו לחטס עמכו ועמכו ישראל ונסעתו מוטור על הארצחו אשר נסעתו לעמכו לא יש? So what? He asked a question, is the answer. Then רוב כי יבורץ, not only drought, I mean famine, שידופן, ירוקן, הרבה, חוסר, all natural, I mean catastrophes which actually, made a country in the Middle East with little water, very limited production of agricultural food, it might be a catastrophe, like Arden. Is it called Philo? The called Philo? Ashati lechol odom lechilamcho Yisroel, ashayidu nish nega levove, and the same says why they have to enumerate more and more. Any need, any catastrophe, any disaster, I mean, which precipitates tefillah. Precipitates tefillah. You and the ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the tefillah be accepted. And then, but it's not for you. Vato tishma min ha-shomayim mechein shiftecho v'solachto v'osiso v'nosato l'ish kol drocho v'ashatego eskluvo v'ikato yedato levatcho eslevo v'kol b'nei odam. And then Shlomo read v'gam al ha-nochri nanju ha-shalein ha-amcho Yisraelu ובוא מארץ רחיקו למען שמחו, כי תישמע שמחה הגודל, ויספלו על הבית הזה, so please grant fulfillment to his prayer. And then, כי יצמחו לנו חומו, שלמה קיפסן אנומרדים, הלוי בדרך אשר תשלוחים, ויספלו ללד השם, דרך העיר אשר בחרת בו, והבית אשר בניסו לשמחו, ושמעתו השמיים אסטרלוסם ואסטרינוסם ואוסיסו משפוטם כי יחתו לו אינגן דפוטה אמין איזה אקזל גולס וישיבו אלי ושובם שיביהם אל ארץ רעב אורחי קוי עטרימו this was the most frightening threat גולס to be exiled from ארץ ישראל is vishovu alecho b'chol levovom v'chol nafshom b'eretz eviyem asher shove isom v'ispalulu alecho derech ha'artzom asher nesatu laveisom v'yir asher bochart espisa lebeis ha'bchirot v'abayis asher boniso v'shmecho v'shomato ha'shomayim mechen shiftecho again and I repeat the word v'shomato ha'shomayim mechen kisecho in every case which he describes as warranting and deserving to be responded this prayer. V'yizinecho psuches al tchilas avdecho v'al tchinas amcho Yisroel v'shmei aleihem b'chol kor melecho. That's all. So what's the answer? Therefore, there is no problem. Apparently, Hefta Shleime described, portrayed the various occasions in which a man is impelled to pray and to offer his supplications to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And probably there is an answer to the previous problem. After all, it's like starting at Rosh Hashir and ask a kasha. And then I go on the answer. So Shleime gives the apparently in the description, the portrayal of tefillah and the occasions on which tefillah should be offered. What are those occasions? We should call them just by one name. The Torah need sometimes bears disastrous, like Goretz, sometimes so, might be a very limited need. A need simple, I don't have enough, but I want more. Kol nega v'chol machlo. That's in general. Kol nega v'chol machlo. Kol nega v'chol machlo. It means, in other words, it's just a parenthetical remark. In other words, a man should not be embarrassed if his prayer is not his own, or his need is not worthy one. The fulfillment of his need is not indicative of great dignity or character of the person. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can say what you want. You want $1 million, $1 million. You want $10 million, somebody needs $10 million for foolish. So why Why should you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your prayer that the $1 million is not enough? He wants 5 or 10? Or just publicity is not enough? He wants to have great melochim, royal kind of publicity. But since he feels that's what he wants, so he's a mitzvah in prayer. So ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you find it reasonable, he'll give it to you. If you find it, the whole request, stupid, nonsensical, so he won't give you. But you will not be blamed for anything. You will not be blamed, I mean, for asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu something which is actually ridiculous. This is number one. But a mechayev, the cause which generates prayer is so. And Yaakov Shleime, I mean, developed certain typical need which result in the need for tefillah, in the chayav tefillah. In my opinion, this is not only true of, it is true, this is with regard to that problem. So the conflict between Ramban and Rambam, whether or not prayer is midaraisa or prayer is not midaraisa, revolves actually about the problem of tzoro and nega or chol machlo. As a matter of fact, Ramban himself agrees, admit that prayer based on tzoro is midaraisa himself. And the Rambam is in agreement with it. Mitzvah Lizik, Loria Bachatetris, Shabshab, in times of disaster, in crisis, when one finds himself in crisis. The only question is, what is Eisoro? According to Ramban, the Ramban interprets Eisoro in what terms? Eisoro. I mean, Tzoro means not just need. I lack something. Tzoro according to Ramban means simply, I mean, first of all, which includes many people. When I sorrow, and I sorrow means more than that. I sorrow means when the events are destructive in nature. When the need, the Tzoro, is disastrous, of disastrous proportions. But an ordinary need which is not satisfied, and which perhaps, even though it may give, I mean, the person who is involved a restless night, but it's, first of all, it's not most probably a public need, it's more a yochid also, I say. And secondly, it's not so. It's not of the gray of menacing or frightening proportions. But anyway, the mechayev of tefillah, the element which generates tefillah, is so, according to both. His hands. So the shemayim, shmei shemayim, leich al teluchot. In my opinion, what Shleine said is the following. No one, not even Meisher Rabbeinu, could give the answer to this problem. Because the answer to this problem in Hashemayim, Moshmei Hashemayim, Leich Al Teluchot, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu nevertheless said, Vosu B'Mirish, Ramzi B'Seichom, and the B'Samirish is called Beis Hashem, he assigned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, the width and the length of the kaper, the two dimensions, cannot be answered. This comes under what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Meshe, when Meshe asked him, Arene no eskridecho. As the Ram interpret. I want to understand your ways. I want to understand your reasons for doing this and that. I mean, I would like to understand more than I do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, אני אבא כל טובה לפניך, I'll give you a lot of wisdom, wisdom and understanding and knowledge, כי בכל בייסי נאמן, he's trustworthy in my house, so the Rambam Mirnurim says, what kind of a house? Well, means this is the universe. Meshe Rabbeinu knew everything which was pertaining to the functioning and the Hanoga Seilo, the functioning of the universe. But Ponecho, nevertheless, to know about the message of Kali Yochla HaKadosh Baruch Hu in guiding the world, to understand the very essence of the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is an impossibility. I am to Yerani Rodom Rokhoi, and I am for Tuval Panecho, I'll show you everything. But there is a boundary line at which you have to stop and you'll be unable to cross. This problem, Ka'om Nom, Yeshev Elikim Alash Bashamayim, Al Oren, Al Yashamayim, Ushmei Yashamayim, Neyech Al Tilucho, is a problem, if I may use the phrase, no answer can be. Not only the path of nation. This is a problem which only the secret, the mystery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Ein Sof and being the carrier of all worlds, not only of one universe, of hundreds of thousands, of countless universes. Created, non-created man. At the same time, and on the same occasion, to tell Meshe Rabbeinu, Vosu v'Migdash v'Shochamti b'Seichon, this is one of the truths which a human being's mind cannot understand and cannot actually explain. It is the greatest of all mysteries. So this is the case. So. But that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Vosel in Migdash v'Shochamti b'Seichon. So Shlomi accepted it. Accepted it, there was no problem. Shlomi did not attempt to give it, to find an answer or to give an answer. Or to tell the people about it. It's too great of a mystery for the people to understand. So the people even for Shlomi, Achocha Mekol Olam. It came. When we find the Medrash, with regard to another occasion, where Shlomi asked a question, and Shlomi tried to solve the question, to resolve the question, and Shlomi admitted defeat. I mean, you probably are... Yeah. Echtemo. No, but important is the lotion, the phrase. Ermati Echtemo. I said I'll be wise man, a great scholar. I'll understand. I found out that it's not so easy to understand. Virechei komemen. It's so distant and so mysterious. It's not only for Aduma. For Aduma is one of the kings, but the question from Yashamayim or Shmei Yashamayim, Leichal Teluch or Avka Bayit Hazeh, is more of a mystery than for Aduma. To say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol Metzamtzem Es Kvedei, and shrinks his glory, and his squeeze infinity into finitude from Amo Alamo is more to find an answer to that problem is more daring than the problem of Poradumo. Poradumo metam rechekim, this is not so frightening. And that's what the Medrash says, Nival Meshe Rabbeinu. It was not just a question. He was frightened. He didn't understand what it's all about. So the question of why Mikdash if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the universe, the endless universe cannot contain him, so why Mikdash? Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu who will reside who within a few armies, that can never be answered. Nival Meisha Rabbeinu answered for him as well. He asked the question. Then he said to the Kali Soil, I cannot answer this question. Why was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to impose upon us such a mitzvah which not only you don't understand the reason, it's against every reason under the sun. You know very well. Matter, if you have infinity, plus finitude is infinity. Infinity swallows up finitude. Nothing can be added, and nothing can be subtracted. That's why he did not want to solve. He didn't. Echtemo, perhaps it was one of his great dreams. Echtemo. So he was disappointed about his hope that he will finally solve even the Funa Shomayim, Ushmeh Shomayim, Leichal Kulucho. We don't know. But it's impossible. This comes under Ufonai Leiro. And he ever called to Galpanecho, I'll give you a lot. You'll understand everything. And you'll be the greatest of all men, as the Ram describes beautifully, Maryland. But not as. We still have the response. This is already beyond and above the human ability. No matter how great the human being is, whether he's in the dimensions of Meshach Rabbeinu or Shlomo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, this is the case, and this is forever. This cannot be answered al pidin, al pi halacha. It's impossible. I once heard, because the Bria itself, creation itself, is also a problem. Creation itself comes under the same problem as the being a minor. In Hashemayim, Ushmei Hashemayim, Leichal Tavunim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who carries the world. Or HaKadosh, the world is in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually embraces the world. The world exists in HaKadosh Baruch because of HaKadosh Baruch, because it is rooted in being a such HaKadosh Baruch. Why was the world created? This is, you know very well, I mean, Chachma Kabbalah and Chachma Chassidus speak about Tzimtzum, about why Tzimtzum. They did Yorad Leganei, Lahuvet Abeisem. They did Yorad Leganei, where from? From the Shmei Hashomayim, from transcendence. From infinite transcendence. Yorad Leganei in a little small world. The whole universe is a God Kodesh Baruch Hu is a little small world. Of course, it's more dramatized when you take the Mishnah. You take the Mishnah of the Pasuk of the Kaperet. In reality, they had appointment on the Kaperet with Meshach Rabbeinu. But actually, it's not only a question of Beis HaMikdash. The question is concerned not only with the problem, why are Beis HaMikdash? What Beis HaMikdash? But also with the problem, why creation? What is creation? No, the answer is Milfanu Milocher. A man should not, he may ask the question, but he should not expect an answer. Ech kemo. But we are a sheikon. No. So what's the case? So what is? Shlomo did not dare to explain. To explain, the possibility of Bria Seilom or the possibility of being a Midrash. He gets it a Kodesh Baruch. This is a retain the Shalak Kodesh Baruch. I once heard a story of the Pamab Smith Hazelit and Riska Daya that he once accompanied the Rakhayans, Zegner and Bracha, to a town on the Baltic Sea in Latvia by the name of Liba. It was a famous port. The Baltic port. But Chaim had a relative there, so he told Shem HaZedek is dying, let's visit my cousin, second cousin. So they walked in. Second cousin, Rav Chaim, was happened to be a Chabad. The Baal Shem HaZedek has no shame in it. As a matter of fact, the Tanya, the Yasid of Chabad, his mind was very accommodating. And I don't believe that someone else who was sensitive to Kabbalah, to so they came in to the second cousin, and he was not home. So someone in the house told them to wait. He left a word. He left a message for them that he will be back soon. So they waited. He had a lot of the Chabad literature. So I believe his name is Moginovich. This is by the way they call the Homer, from Homer. He was a modern interpreter, he popularized Chabad. So his books, his poems, were among those which they noticed on the shelves. So Rav Chaim told us that take a second. Let us look in and see what are they concerned. So they took out, I believe, the Moginovich for the Homer. I don't remember exactly the name, but it was certainly by the Homer, the Moginovich. And we started to read the Agdomi, the Metatron. And the Homler explains there that there is a conflict or a disagreement among the Chachmei Yisrael with regard to the Tachlis, or to the reason rather, of Bris Hayom. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Why was it necessary? The world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not need war. So why was it necessary to create the world? So the Homer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that some said, Leman, and some said, because there's a controversy. One group Chachmei Yisrael said, as the reason was Kvede Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Leman Kvede, and another group is of the opinion it was Leman Tuve VeChasde. The one who says Leman Tuve VeChasde is Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital, and apparently this was the opinion of the Ari HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemiderech HaTeiv VeHeitiv Rizuas. And you cannot practice chesed. You cannot practice chesed unless there is someone else with you. If there is no one else with you, so you cannot practice chesed. You cannot practice chesed with regard to yourself. He made a Kodesh Baruch Hu Chabal Chesed. And he was levaded by one. He was the only one. So with the chesed it was impossible for Kavi Yochov, to put exercise chesed. He created the world in order, to be able to practice chesed and to be kind and to help people. Yeah. Another group is of the opinion it's not needed. The man has day, the man today, but it is the man Khmede. The Khmede, the Sisi, the Vizitolashi. כל הניברו בשמי לפרי די בוס. עד גלור ינדרי. So Rav Samazelik told me that Rav Chaim, if I had a cane, he was sitting with his head like that and listened, and then said, I don't agree with either one. One said Leman Kvede, the other said Leman Tuve Bechazde. It is true. But this is not the answer we should give. Even though it is true, but this is not the answer. There's one answer. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Is the one answer. Leman Retzene. There is no need to look out for external motivation. The purpose of everything is the implementation and fulfillment of the will of God. When you say why was creation necessary? Because this was the will of God. There is no need to introduce values from the outside into the process of the fulfillment of the will of God. You don't need. The will of God is the purpose, the ultimate end, the tachlis of everything. So in Kaddish we state what is the tachlis, what is the final objective of creating the world. Ba'almo is God of the Shema, Ba'almo divo chi reuse. V'yam lech malchuse. Is retzene shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, divo chi reuse, is the tachlis of tachlis, so to say. The highest purpose. You will ask me, Uvay bis HaMikdosh, Nishmei Hashemayim Leichal Kulucho. So we don't understand, we can't answer that. But the answer which you will give, and there is no need for being very sophisticated, you will answer. Why this amazing was built? Lasis retzene shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Hashemayim, Mishmei Hashemayim Leichal Kulucho. On the contrary, the less we understand, the greater is the necessity of it. For the necessity for the world to comply with retzene shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that, Shleime wasn't interested. And that. What Shleime said is something else. He answered like that. From the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a Mikdosh, it means kind of a house for himself, a home for himself, was the near Shekhanti Mitzvah. We made the right to follow it. The importance of Tzvila. Namely, the train. The importance and the central place which Tfile occupies in as far as Yahadus is concerned, and also a motif which should motiv is to with regard to ourselves as far as Tefillah is concerned. Please listen carefully. Yeah. We have Korbanos. We have a parasha Korbanos in Beis HaMikdash. The Korbanos mitzvahs which require of the human being as us to offer korbanos from time to time. We have a Seder Kodshim. We are makriv, we offer two tmidim, we are called upon to offer two tmidim every day. And on Shabbos and Yontev, on top of the tmidim, we are called upon to offer Musa and so forth. I mean the parashas korbanos. There is a difference apparently between and also we have been commanded to pray twice a day or three times a day. In the same manner as we are commanded, I mean, to offer korbanos twice a day or yontef three times a day. So there is a difference between the meat, the korbanos and tefillah. Tefillah, korbanos can be offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even though the distance separating man from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very far, very long. In korbanos, I can send korbanos al the shaliach. You raise the question al the shaliach. The Gemara tries to derive the mitzvah of Shur Shlodom Kemeisi from korbanos. If korbanos had and the rish lichas in korbanos, no doubt about it. Whether korbanos is the basic who and all shlichas are derived from korbanos is a different story. I mean, but korbanos shlichas is applicable to korbanos. It means that the person himself does not have to be with the Hashem, because if he sends a shlichas, he sends a korb with his messenger or with an attorney, with my representative. The fact that he will enter the Azore and come close to the Mizbeah, and come close to the Mizbeah, will not bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm busy, I mean, on the day on which my korban will be offered in Yerushalayim, I'll be busy with tilling the ground or watering my food, my trees. And still the korban is a korban. Korbanos is the source, as I said before, the source of the concept of shlichus. Shachta isi kol adas Yisrael, v'chi kol adas Yisrael el mekan shel shlichus shel adam kemeisa. Could you send somebody straight in the afternoon? You are lazy and tired, and you don't want to double yourself, but you want, on the other hand, you're a Yid. How can a Yid get away from you? He'll send a shliach. Double yourself for you. I mean, actually, you'll send a shliach to double yourself for you. What's wrong? You'll double well. Representative yourself. We understand very well how the shlichus is not shlichus. Oh, that this mitzvah should be goofy, not should be goofy. This is not important now. But you can send the man with the korb. As a matter of fact, the Klal Yisrael was represented every day by the Anshei Maimed. And they were the shluchim, the messengers, the attorneys, the representatives, I mean, of the Klal Yisrael. Ich schließe es auf Fleisch zu Thomas Oshach und Thomas Mabai. Es war es Kobolis auch konzern, dass die Teilung in der Bissamigdash stood on, an der Bereshoin, an der Top of the Mount. Nun, now, Shachis ist Thomas of Beshach. Milche ist Thomas of Mabai. Na, schlecht. Either you do or you don't have. Why is it so? Because in the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Yisrael, there is a double moment. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distant from us. Merochei Kadishem Niroli Vavasei Lamahavtir. Of course, we might be responsible for that. But sometimes there is an infinite distance separating HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Yisrael. This distance sometimes does not have any, as far as Kobonis are concerned, has absolutely no effect, no significance. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu be distant and far from it, at the fringes of the universe. But still, Korban is not a limit. If the Korban is offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and complies with all the halachas, there is still a good relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael as far as Korbanos are concerned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept the Korban from Yisrael, even though Yisrael is millions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is from Yisrael, is billions of miles away. Korban does not require kiru. Even if Adishem merochek v'yeh, מרוחק עד השם נראו לי ואבסי לא מאבטיך as far as קורבנוס is concerned. In the definition from Korban is enough for it. And a shaliach and a kernei, a representative can bring the offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though there is no iskavus, man does not come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the Korban, because he himself he remained at his home and his farm somewhere far distant away. Is the Korban, the Akovas Korban, not menaced by the far distance separating from his Korban as well? Tefillah is possible only if the tefillah is accompanied by closeness. By being not only near HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but being in the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not close, there's not fear. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far away from him, when he's alone, is still out, even though for Korban it does not do any, as far as Korban is concerned, there is no harm in that. The Korban still can be offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not through it. Why? I mean, this is how Pialochem they say. Why? Why? Because Tfile, the definition of Tfile, is Ke'emed Lifnei Amara. The Rambam says that Tfile Shamayim. And the very basic kavone in tefillah, as I said just a moment ago, is kiruv between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael, and the prayerful person, the one who prays. Otherwise, there is no tefillah. Because you know very well, kavone in tefillah is the mitzvah itself. It's not somehow, a formal request. If there is no kavone, there is no tefillah. And kavone means I am in not only close, more than close. I am in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I do exist in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that now, this is the basic and central motif of tefillah. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to build a Beis HaMikdash? Why? No answer. This is the mystery. But I would like to understand something else. I mean, Korbonis, the Rambam says that the purpose of the Beit HaMikdash is Avos Korbonis. That could have taken place without the Beit HaMikdash. All you need for Korbanos, what do you need for Korbanos? If there had been no Beis HaMikdash, so that all Korbanos would have been offered where? In Bomon, all you need is four stones, I mean. With a few stones to build a Bomo, build an altar, an elevated place, that's all. What's necessary? So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, no, I don't want bombing. Bombing will finally disappear. I want a house. Because I want a house. I don't want Korbanos alone. I want a house. Beis Hashem. Basically, I said, what the Mishraim Zohar means? A home. I want a home. Next to your home. I want to be your neighbor. For instance, Beis HaMikdash, you have to admit to experience the following. That Meshe, Ruben, or Yaakov, or Zelig lives near Harabais, number 12, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives number 13. This is how we should understand Tefillah. This is how we should understand Tefillah. Otherwise, it is falsification of the concept of Tefillah. The falsification of the concept of Beit HaMikdash. If it said Beis HaMikdash was in the Mir Shalom, it means like this. You live next door, I'll be your next door neighbor. And it's like that. Isn't there a Jew who has a house in Yerushalayim, close to the Har HaBayis, very close? And he puts up a number, Mr. So-and-so, Adon so-and-so. And next to him is a few steps away or half a mile away, is the Mekim from Kodesh HaKodashim. Who lives there? Who lives there? What is written on the sign? The Shechan to the Seichu. I mean, it's very simple. Why was it necessary not for Kom? Why was it necessary not for Kom? For Korb HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have been as distant from man as possible. There was no need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of Korbanos, to come down to descend from the fringes of the universe, from his transcendent home at the end of the world creation, in order to accept the Korb. offered by a Jew. Performed can be offered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives in transcendence, and the Jew is right here. It is an infinite distance. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vosu v'migdash v'shachamti v'seichav, I don't want to accept Kabbonis. If I am distant, I want to be close to you. This is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it because the Beis HaMikdash basically is the Beis Tfila. The Beis HaMikdash is called the Beis Tfila. I mean, this Vadu El Hashem Derech Oyir HaVeis V'Derech Arto. Because he wants that this royal should not only bring a bond, but know the art of Tfila, how to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to engage HaKadosh Baruch Hu in conversation. Tfila basically is a conversation. It's the necessary to engage HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How to engage in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For that, you need a Beis HaMikdash right here. Because for Tfila, there is no Tfila when the relationship HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for it. The distance is great, and the soil cannot succumb into HaKadosh Baruch Hu and embrace it and tell him all his disappointments, all his frustrations, all his foolish dreams. Tell him not to be ashamed. And for that purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I don't have to explain to you. That is to explain in automation. I don't have to explain to you why I want to meet. You don't understand very well, because if there will be no Midrash, there will be Kobonis, but there will be no prayer. For as far as Kobonis are concerned, all you need is not to become Midrash. What do you need for Kobonis? Mizbeach. Nothing else. Nizgama Mizbeach, Parakotchim Psuri. Is there a Mizbeach? Is there a Zbeinim of a Matrim of a Shrein Bayis? We have a Kotchakalim of the Shrein Koi. I mean, Kapesh Boga said, Vosu li Migdosh, I want a home, not a Mizbeach. I don't want you should worship me just by Kobonis. But if you near me, like a little son, like a little baby feels near his father when he embraces him. Because if I'll have my smiles, I'll be a neighbor of yours, so to say. And I'll live together with you. And whenever you you'll have the permission to knock on my gate, on my door, anytime at night and in the day. And that's why I employ the great mystery, which we don't understand. The great paradox. And I squeeze myself into finiteness. The Ein Sof somehow lives or resides on the top of the arena bridge and the Kapela. That's what finiteness is. That's why you understand very well. What is this power we elect of Derech Arsof? We know very well that if you build a shul, what do you look out for? First, what do you look out for? Mizrach, of course, Mizrach. Yeah. What is Mizrach? Toward Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, toward Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, toward Harabayim. Harabayim, toward Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kodesh HaKadoshim, toward the Kapelet. It means Tfile is an next, which can only be achieved in the mispalel, the prayer, the one who prays, identifies himself, is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Derech Arsof. It means I want to Dal Mirche. I begin to read the prayer Dal Mirche. So a question comes up in my mind. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm a fellow to whom? See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not here, there is no tefillah. I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's right here, right here. That's to point out right on the next, in the next corner. This is tefillah. Without a Beit HaMikdash, tefillah would have been an impossibility. But without Beit HaMikdash, it is the miracle, the mystery, the frightening mystery. Beit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are in short. He is, so to say, almost Kaliyohu arrests himself within the confines of Amo Alamo. Without that great mystery, there would have been no tefillah. Kabbonis, as many as you want. But Kabbonis, Amidbesh is not necessary for Kabbonis. Mizbeach is necessary. If there hadn't been a Beit HaMikdash, so nobody would have used the bomo for a prover. So there is no need for Kriyas Yerushalayim. Pereishivkim is here. Tefillah is only, this is Kabbonis, as far as Kabbonis. Tefillah is only possible if HaKadosh Baruch Hu in some sense Shechinati, he contracts the main source, and somehow and engages in the miracle, in the mystery of Tzimtzum of his infinity, in order to come close to the Jew in his Beit HaMikdash, and to give the people an opportunity to tap the press. Otherwise, there's no opportunity. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. V'yispalelu elecho derech artzon asher nosato laveicha. U'yir asher bocharto. U'yir asher bocharto. V'abayis asher bonis lishmecho. Rabbi Yisrael, Shlomo says it. Said a prayer. Actually, Shlomo says it's a prayer to the Lord. The Bereshit. If you comply with the tefillahs by people Israel, and you fulfill all the requests, all the bakoshes, so then the B'nai Beit HaMikdash is tremendously viable, tremendously important. The B'nai Beit HaMikdash makes it necessary for thee to fulfill all their tefillahs and bakoshes. Because if you are not ready to fulfill their bakoshes and tefillahs, so why did I build the Beit HaMikdash? What's the Beit HaMikdash for? If you reject their tefillahs, there was no need for the Beit HaMikdash. That you employ the method of Tzimtzum, of mystery. The mystery, the great mystery, of having infinity somehow to reside in finite. No matter how small the finite is, and no matter how great the infinity is. The apparently you wanted the people to do something. Meaning what? This is all the being which I'm English of to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the purpose is to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So to say, leave the uncharted length of transcendence and come into my house or next door to my house. In order what? In order to be close to the Jew. But if you want to be close, so there was no need for it. In order to make it feel possible. So Vasisa min HaShomayim, he says, Vispalu Elohot Mitzkiru. Vispalu Elohot Derech Artzon, Asher Nosato Laveison, Uyir Asher Bochalti, Vabayis Asher Bonisi Lishmecho. Otherwise, it's a waste. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reject the prayers later, it's a waste. It's a waste of the greatest mystery, namely, in Yishmei HaShomayim, Leichot Aluchu Afki Abayis Hashem Bonitza. It's a chalei. Yeah. And it says in interesting is, Vishomaito And in order that the Binyan Beis HaMikdash should be justified, is a Shomai Torah Shomayim Mechein Shiftach. So you have to receive or to accept Tefillah wherever you are. Even when Hashomayim Mechein Shiftach, whenever you are. Because if you reject, so then I'll consider the work of constructing the Beis HaMikdash absolutely wasted. Shleime simply demands from HaKadosh Baruch Hu the following. Actually, for the purpose of Avei the Korban, there was no need for Beis HaMikdash. This could have been done before a Beis HaMikdash. Matter of fact, people have actually offered Korbanos before the Beis HaMikdash. And this could have been done without constructing a Beis HaMikdash. And without getting involved in the problem and the antinomy. That you did it, and you told us to do the Beis HaMikdash. And we are glad to comply with your wish. There's no problem. Shows that is indicative of something else. That you are interested in Tefillah. Not only in Korban. As far as Tefillah is concerned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be just opposite. This is the Kavone from Tefillah. Kavone from Tefillah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu opposite me. Pony in the pony. Then Tefillah is accepted. So since you told us, you commanded us to build a Beis HaMikdash, apparently you don't want to reside in transcendence. In transcendence. But to reside right here. This is the case if you are so interested in spirit. So fulfill that. Did you get it? This. Binogi vamcho Yisroel isneyed. Vishovu elecho. Veheidu eshmecho. Babais hazeh. What's Babais hazeh? This was the purpose. What's the purpose of this HaMikdash? Is they should say vidu in this HaMikdash. It means to have the person, the sinner. But actually, Shleime in his Tefillah speaks about people are impelled to govern because they are in need, they are in crisis, and also people sinner. Rishon Melech B'cholola B'chol Nafshon. Both Tshuva and Tefillah, basically they are almost one idea. Is based upon Tzirur. What is Tshuva? Return to whom? Return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got to be within reach. Return, my return should make sense. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually, it is a sacrifice offered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaliyahu. That in order to make it possible for people to pray to him, Shemei Atzilu Odecho Kol Boso Yoreu. Interesting is that you don't say Eilecho Kol Boso Yoreu. Odecho Kol Boso Yoreu. I mean, you know what's the difference between Odecho and Eilecho. Eilecho Kol Boso Yoreu means I move on toward you, I move in a certain direction where I hope finally to find thee. Is Eilecho in the direction in the direction we are moving towards you. This would be Odecho. But when you say Odecho Kol Boso Yoreu, means I moved down and finally I found. Odecho means a kind of collision between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We suddenly met each other. Sometimes you walk on the street and you don't look ahead and you walk on the street. And somebody walks in the opposite direction. So you collide with the person. That is what Tshuva and Tefillah. Men should come so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should touch each other. And for that you need a little bit. Gebet zu weinen, was schlecht ist. In der Omnom ist es in der Schomai, in der Omnom, Jeshe, weil es immer war, die die Niede bei Samir, das ist ja kleiner. In der Schomai, wo Schmier der Schomai, Leich aus der Lucho, ist eben beyond and behind the infinity. Afti Abayis, Azir Ashabon, ist die, dass die Niede ist, Der Feshbocho need a home? Is a Feshbocho homeless without a home? Man is homeless, but not a Feshbocho. So what is the reason? Why did a Feshbocho? How can Feshbocho resolve the problem of the Shemayim Shemayim because infinity finds it? That you can't understand. But you still insist. You are not satisfied with your infinity and the transcendence. Which is measureless and endless and far from it. You know, you want to be a tenant in the Beit HaMikdash. There's just a small room here that is go for something. Why is it? What for? For community, there was no need. So for what purpose is it necessary? What purpose? In order to make Tfilas viable, possible. The reality of Tzile must have a Kodesh Baruch Hu facing me. I stand in Shem Nesre, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is opposite me. And this demonstration that a Kodesh Baruch Hu can lead the whole the multitude of cosmos or of universes, the multitude of them, the beyond and behind the universe. No one knows what we have, I mean. Created and uncreated, along with as the Titanic very old. The Tmirin in the Gaian, hidden, mysterious systems of creation. And systems of creation which we have an inkling. To leave all that and to move in to a room near the Beit HaMikdash shows the one thing. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu is not interested in the glory of the Kobanes, Kobanes' glory of Kobanes, he's not interested. All right, a mitzvah, fine. But for that we wouldn't have created so many worlds and we wouldn't have left the transcendent, the uncharted lanes of uncreated worlds. We would have been satisfied. He wouldn't have left them. The fact that he left them and he moved into the to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato, the small place that appears, shows that you are interested in Tzile. And for Tzile you must have a Beis HaMikdash, because you must have a Kodesh Baruch Hu right opposite the Mishpacha. And hence, Ufonisa El Tzalef Tzile Savdacho, Vel Chinosei, Abishem Alekoi, Rishmeya Elorino Vela Tzile, Asher Avdacho Mishpacha, Mishpacha Alekoi. All right.